Welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I'm John, and today is my wife Sophia's birthday. So, as a special treat for her, I will be reading today's episode. And today is the 20th of November, which is the 4th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. Today in biblical history, Zechariah received the prophecy concerning proper fasting. It says in Zechariah 7, "In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kislev." It's Friday, and we're in Parashat Toldot, the Torah portion Toldot, Generations, and it's the sixth reading from Genesis 27, verses 28 through chapter 28, verse 4. Before we read the portions for today, let's bless God for giving us His word.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. אשר נותן תורת אמת ובשורת ישועה לעמו ישראל ולכל העמים על ידי בנו ישוע המשיח אדוננו.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. May God give you from the dew of the sky and from the fatness of the land, and abundance of grain and new wine. May peoples serve you, and may nations bow down to you. Be master over your brothers. May your mother's sons bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and may those who bless you be blessed. No sooner had Isaac finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had just gone out from his father Isaac's presence, than Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. Then he also prepared a delicious meal and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, "Let my father get up and eat of his son's wild game, that your soul may bless me." His father Isaac said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Then Isaac trembled with intense trembling and said, "Who was it then that hunted wild game and brought it to me? I ate it all just before you came, and I blessed him. And yes, he will be blessed." When Esau heard his father's words, he shouted with an intensely bitter groan. Then he said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." Then he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing." He said, "Is this why he is named Jacob? Since he's tricked me twice already? My birthright he's taken. Look, now he's taken my blessing." Then he said, "Haven't you saved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I've made him master over you, and all your brothers I've given to him as servants. I've provided him with grain and new wine. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Do you just have one blessing, father? Bless me too, my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father said to him, "Behold, away from the land's fatness shall your dwelling be, away from the dew of the sky above. By your sword shall you live, and your brothers shall you serve. But when you tear yourself loose, you will tear his yoke off your neck." So Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "Let the time for mourning my father draw near, so that I can kill my brother Jacob." Now to Rebekah was reported the words of Esau, her elder son. So she sent and called for Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Look, your brother Esau is consoling himself about you with the thought of killing you. So now, my son, listen to my voice. Get up. Flee to Lavan, my brother in Haran. Then stay with him a few days until your brother's rage subsides, until your brother's rage turns away from you and he forgets what you've done to him. Then I'll send for you and get you back from there. Why should I lose both of you in one day? Then Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm disgusted with my life because of the daughters of Chet. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Chet, like these women, from the daughters of the land, what is life to me? So Isaac called for Jacob, blessed him, commanded him, and said to him, Don't take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Get up, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Betuel, your mother's father, and take for yourself a wife from there, from the daughters of Lavan, your mother's brother. Now may El Shaddai bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you so that you will become an assembly of peoples. And may he give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your seed with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojourn, which God gave to Abraham. That was Genesis 27:28-28:4. The portion from the prophets is 1 Samuel chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of the hill country of Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, son of Yeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Suf, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah was childless. Now this man used to go up from his town every year to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord Tzevaot in Shiloh. The two sons of Eli, Hophni and Pinchas, were Kohanim of the Lord there. Then on the designated day, Elkanah would sacrifice and give portions to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give only one portion, even though he loved Hannah, for the Lord had closed her womb. Her rival would taunt her bitterly to provoke her, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was, year after year, whenever she went up to the house of the Lord, that she would provoke her. So she wept and would not eat. Then her husband Elkanah would say to her, Hannah, why are you crying? Why won't you eat? Why is your heart so sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? After eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah got up. Now Eli the Kohen was sitting on his seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. While her soul was bitter, she prayed to the Lord and wept. So she made a vow and said, Lord Tzevaot, if you will indeed look upon the affliction of your handmaid, remember me and not forget your handmaid, but grant your handmaid a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor will ever touch his head. It came to pass, as she prayed long before the Lord, that Eli was watching her mouth. Now Hannah was praying in her heart. Only her lips were moving, but her voice could not be heard. So Eli thought she was drunk. Then Eli said to her, How long will you be drunk? Get rid of your wine. But in response, Hannah said, No, my Lord, I am a woman with an oppressed spirit. I haven't been drinking wine or beer. Instead, I've been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Don't consider your handmaid a wicked woman. For out of my great anguish and grief, I've been praying until now. Then Eli responded, Go in shalom, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you asked of him. May your maidservant find favor in your eyes, she said. So the woman went her way, She ate, and her countenance was no longer dejected. They rose up early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord, then went back to their home, to Ramah. Then Elkanah was intimate with his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass at the turn of the year that Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She called his name Samuel, because I have asked the Lord for him. When the man Elkanah and his household went up to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow offering, Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "When the child is weaned, I will bring him, so he may appear before the Lord and stay there forever." So her husband Elkanah said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Stay until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman stayed home and nursed her son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with three bulls, one ephah of flour and a jar of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, while the child was still young. After they slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. "It's me, my lord," she said. "As your soul lives, my lord, I am the woman that stood by you here, praying to the Lord. For this boy I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I asked of him. So I, in turn, dedicate him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord." Then she bowed in worship there before the Lord. That was 1 Samuel chapter 1. From the writings, today we have Psalm 45. For the music director, according to Lilies, of the sons of Korah, a contemplative song, a love song. My heart is stirred with a good word. I speak my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace pours from your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and your majesty. In your majesty, ride victoriously on behalf of truth, meekness, and justice. Let your right hand display awesome things. Your arrows are sharp. Peoples fall beneath you, into the heart of the king's enemies. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. All your robes have myrrh, aloes, cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. Kings' daughters are among your honored women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. Then the king will desire your beauty. Honor him, for he is your Lord. A daughter of Tyre comes with a gift. The richest people will court your favor. All glorious is the king's daughter within the palace. Her gown is interwoven with gold. She will be led to the king in embroidered garments. Her virgins, her companions following her, are coming in to you. They are led in with joy and gladness. They enter into the palace of the king. Your sons will take your father's place. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. That was Psalm 45. The portion from the Apostles is Mark chapter 7. Again, Yeshua began to teach by the sea. A large crowd gathered around him, so he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the crowd was by the sea on the land. He began teaching them many things by parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to spread some seed. It happened that as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up immediately, because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew and choked it, and it yielded no crop. And others fell into the good soil, and were producing fruit, springing up and increasing. They yielded a crop, producing 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When Yeshua was alone, those around him with the 12 started asking him about the parables. And he said, and he told them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those who are outside, everything is in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, so they may not turn back and be forgiven." He said to them, "Don't you grasp this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones beside the road where the word is sown. Whenever they hear, Satan comes quickly and takes away the word that has been sown in them. These are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, immediately they receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but last only a short while. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among the thorns. They have heard the word, but the worries of the world, the seduction of wealth, and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And those are the ones sown on the good soil. They hear the word and accept it and produce fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. He also was saying to them, "Is a lamp put under a basket or a bed? No, shouldn't it be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, nor anything kept secret except that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." Then he continued, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and more will be added to you. For whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." And he was saying, "The kingdom of God is like when a man spreads seed on the soil, and falls asleep at night, and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He himself doesn't know how. Automatically, the earth brings forth a crop, first the blade, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ready, at once he sends in the sickle, for the harvest has come." Yeshua also said, "How should we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what story shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed when it's planted in the ground. Though the smallest of all seeds in the earth, yet when planted, it grows up and becomes the largest of all the herbs. It puts forth big branches, so the birds of the air can nest in its shade." With many such parables, he used to tell them the word, as much as they were able to hear. But apart from a parable, he wasn't speaking to them. Yet, when they were alone, to his own disciples, he would explain everything. Now on that same day in the evening, he said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side." After leaving the crowd, they take him along in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A great windstorm arises, and the waves were rushing into the boat. The boat was beginning to fill up. But Yeshua was in the back of the boat, sleeping on a pillow. They wake him up and say to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing?" So he woke up and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind stopped, and it became totally calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Even now you have no faith?" They were struck with awe and said to one another, "Who is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." That was Mark chapter 4. That concludes the readings for Friday. Because it's Friday, I'm going to read a double episode with the readings for Shabbat as well. Shabbat Toldot. And the Torah portion, the final Aliyah for the week, is Genesis 28, verses 5 through 9. Then Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went toward Padan Aram, to Laban, the son of Betuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Now Esau saw that Isaac blessed Jacob when he sent him to Padan Aram to take for himself a wife from there, when he blessed him and commanded him, saying, "Don't take a wife from the daughters of Canaan." Jacob listened to his father Isaac and to his mother and went toward Padan Aram. Then Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan were contemptible in his father Isaac's eyes. So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalat, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, Nevaiot's sister, for his wife, besides his other wives. That was Genesis 28, verses 5 through 9. The Haftorah portion from the prophets this Shabbat is Malachi chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 7. An oracle, the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. "I loved you," says the Lord. "But you say, 'How have you loved us?' Was Esau not Jacob's brother?" It is the declaration of the Lord. "Yet I loved Jacob, and Esau I hated. I made his hills a wasteland, and gave his inheritance to jackals of the wilderness. For Edom may say, 'We have been beaten down, but we will return and rebuild the ruins.' Thus the Lord Sevaot says, 'They may rebuild, but I will tear down. They will be called a wicked territory, the people the Lord denounced forever.' So you will see, and you will say, 'May the Lord be magnified beyond the borders, the border of Israel.' A son honors his father, and a servant his master. So if I am father, where is my honor? If I am master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord Tzevaot. You Kohanim who despise my name, but you say, 'How did we despise your name?' By offering defiled bread on my altar, but you say, 'How did we defile you?' When you say, 'The table of the Lord is despicable.' When you bring a blind one as sacrifice, is it not wrong? Or when you bring a lame or sick one, is it not wrong? Offer them now to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Or will he acknowledge you favorably?" says the Lord Sevaot. So now, implore God's favor. Then will he be gracious to us? Since this has come from your hands, will he accept any of it from you? Says the Lord Tzevaot. If just one of you would shut the doors and not light my altar uselessly, I have no delight in you, says the Lord Tzevaot, nor will I accept any offering from your hand. For from sunrise to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name with a pure grain offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Tzevaot. But you are profaning it when you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its fruit, its food, despicable. You also say, it's so tedious, and you sniff at it, says the Lord Tzevaot. So you bring plunder, the lame and the sick, then you bring them as the offering. Should I accept this from your hand? Says the Lord. Moreover, cursed is a deceiver who has in his flock a male, but makes a vow and sacrifices something blemished to my Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Tzevaot, and my name shall be revered among the nations. So now, Kohanim, this commandment is for you. If you will not listen, and if you will not take to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord Tzevaot, then I will send the curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, indeed, I have cursed them, because you did not take it to heart. Behold, I'm rebuking the seed on account of you, and will spread dung on your faces, the dung of your festivals, and take you away together with it. Then you will know that I have sent this command to you, to be my covenant with Levi, says the Lord Tzevaot. My covenant was with him for life and shalom, and I gave them to him for reverence. So he revered me, and he was awestruck by my name. Instruction of truth was in his mouth, injustice was not found on his lips. In shalom and uprightness he walked with me, and he turned many from iniquity. For a Kohen's lips should guard knowledge, and instruction must be sought from his mouth, for he is a messenger of the Lord Tzevaot. That was Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 7. The apostolic portion for this Shabbat Toldot, is from Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 16. I tell you the truth in Messiah. I do not lie. My conscience assures me in the Ruach HaKodesh that my sorrow is great and the anguish in my heart unending. For I would pray that I myself were cursed, banished from Messiah for the sake of my people, my own flesh and blood, who are Israelites. To them belong the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the Torah and the temple service and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all those who are descended from Israel are Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's seed. Rather, your seed shall be called through Isaac. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, rather, the children of the promise are counted as seed. For the word of promise is this: at this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but also Rebecca having twins from one act with our father Isaac. Yet before the sons were even born and had not done anything good or bad, so that God's purpose and choice might stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls, it was said to her, "The older shall serve the younger." As it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." What shall we say then? There's no injustice with God, is there? May it never be. For to Moses he says, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." So then it does not depend on the one who wills or the one who strives, but on God who shows mercy. That was Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 16. And that concludes the readings for this Shabbat. I wish you Shabbat Shalom and a wonderful time in God's presence and with His Word. Just a reminder that the new version of Daily Bread, the printed journal, is available from dailybreadmoms.com. It was delayed because of COVID, but it is available right now, and you can use the promo code BUSYMOMS to order your own copy. This has been a special reading from Sophia's husband. Wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Bye-bye. Hashem, bless you, friend.